a microphone. Anyway, I was talking to that lady, and she were on about you, and she says about putting your name.
Huh.
Because you're never here. Anyway, I get a £25 voucher for doing it.
Oh.
But what I thought, if you're going to leave and you're going in bed and breakfast, I've got that sandwich toaster, because you get your breakfast, bed and breakfast, right? And then you get your dinner at college. And then I thought, well, if you get this sandwich toaster, I'll get you sandwich toaster, you get egg, beans and all, bacon and all this crap. And we'll go from there. You were exceptional.
We're covered a bit more.
I love it.
Yeah. Oh, look at that, it's all wet.
This is normally empty.
Oh, well, it's not empty, is it?
It were empty, then full, then empty. I know, because I looked.
I know, but you've not been thinking of me.
Pardon?
You've not been thinking.
Can't say I've had away everything, but always do, wet me warm.
Where is it?
In
In your bag with your kit.
It is in my bag and in my kit now.
I know, I've seen it. Where do you get it from?
I've top up water off.
You're a thieving little git.
My workman, he's got Braddock.
Do you know why? Hey, whoa, I paid you £4.99 for Braddock.
Yeah, but he
Yeah,
took.
but I'm honest.
Yeah, what did he take my father for though?
Because you went in our bedroom and nicked my torch, which is on that table.
No, I took
And do
that.
you know what you did? You nicked my bestest pen and knacked it.
It ain't your pen, I'll have you know.
I'll have you know I've got a full frigging set of it.
I'll have you know I'll have my parka
What
back.
Parker?
That's the bestest pen.
What Parker? I remember you getting a pen and says, "Oh, ma'am, the ink's ran out on it. You can have it." And
Yeah,
nicked my pen.
hang on. No. I have every parka in this house except for two sets.
The
One's
black
yours,
one.
and one's my dad's. And
The
every
blue
other.
one's your dad's, the black one's mine.
And every other parka in this house belongs to me.
Fair enough.
Well, why do
Why'd
they
you
keep
nick my
disappearing then?
black one? And
'Cause
knack it.
it's not knacked, it's just that I've lost seven pens, like.
They're in garage, I've seen them.
And they keep going.
And they keep going.
And like, what is it? Victor Butler,
It's not Victor Book there, you can pick it up any time you want.
1992.
Are you gonna stop on the what?
And what's it's gonna be the same as it is now? Never in.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, do what you want. Can't you space it?
Space
And your
what?
girlfriend's good enough for that. College, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, forget it.
Why, college at 11 o'clock at night? Nah. Finishes with
You're
that.
at college, right? You're 16 years old. Don't you think 10 o'clock is good enough?
No.
Why?
'Cause I've got a life to lead. My life don't start till about
Don't
ten.
when you think you're 17, 11 o'clock good enough. You're 17 in 9 weeks' time.
10, 9 weeks. It's only February.
Your birthday's in May, third week in May. Oh, that reminds me, remind Auntie Margaret it's her anniversary.
March, April, May.
8.5 weeks. And it's not good enough for 10 o'clock to 11.
Eight and a half
1 hour.
weeks, 2 months.
How old's your girlfriend?
13.
Don't you think she's supposed to be in? Because if she were my daughter, I'd slap her fucking daft.
she is in.
In what?
What? In house, in bungalow, I mean.
At what time?
When she gets there. About 9:30, quarter to 10.
Yeah.
Oh. Quarter past 9 bus to get there for 9:30, quarter to 10.
Well, you could be on for 10.
Get out of it. If it had to cop.
I don't give a monkey shit. I work for the cops.
He's a cop and he's always on the sick.
He's not much of a cop then, is he?
He is. He cops a red lot.
I'll tell you about accidents at Tops
tonight. No, he cops a red lot of money.
Where they live?
Wasn't.
No. I'm not having that.
What?
Not having that. I'll smack him in bleeding sen.
You won't touch him.
I'll tough him well.
You can touch him, but I'm not bothered about him.
No.
Oh, Sarah.
Who?
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah's gone, ain't she?
Sarah's the ex-girlfriend. I don't know where she is.
What happened to all these girlfriends and this person that I phoned up on? Stephen phoned up, it's Wednesday, right, and Stephen phoned up Tuesday at 25 to 11 and says, can I talk to Steve? I said, hang on a minute, who is it? He says, Steve. I says, oh, hey, up, cocky, all right, right? Anyway, I says, since it's you, I'll go and tell him. And I come upstairs, so I come downstairs and I says, he's asleep, he says the adult get.
Well, he gets up at 6 in the morning, I get up at about 5 o'clock. And I go to bed later than him anyway normally, so he must be on leave.
I'm still trying to find the conclusion, now you're leaving her, aren't you? I can get you to stay, you know.
How?
I can't.
Go on then.
It's not funny.
Well, how can you get me to stay?
Do you want to?
No, how can you get me to stay?
You've got 2 weeks left on you.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay or don't? That's what I want to know. What are you going around, you? Batteries, you've nicked the fucking batteries, you.
And 2 tapes.
Do you know, all these 5 tapes and everything, I've never swore on these till I've talked to you.
I forgot the tapes.
You nicked the friggers. I'll tell that lady when she comes. She's 2 tapes short because my son nicked them, he walked off with them.
What are you on about? I could have walked off with 1 to 11, there.
You just may do before she comes round.
Nah.
Don't we're being kind, you're not. You nicked 2 and pissed off with them.
Don't need that many tapes. But I want my dirty dancing tape back. And I'm going to get top
you
one.
See, I can't understand you.
What?
You say you love me. Do you ever, don't you?
Yeah. It's not my fault I've got a deep voice.
Do you ever, don't you?
That's what you're supposed to say. Yeah.
No, don't mess. Are you stopping her, you or not? You see, I say, are you stopping her or not? Does your dad?
Does he, heck?
He will do.
I will, though.
If I know.
That's a fortune in bus fares from town, you know.
We could move.
What, into town?
We could move.
Into town? Nah.
Don't be silly, Stephen.
Do you know it cost 35 pence from Bentley into town?
I know.
and 35p from Bessica into town.
What's Bessica got to do with it?
It costs us at least 85p if we don't live as far. Well, we don't live that far.
Who's in Bessica?
Mark.
Marco?
Summers.
Run upstairs on your windowsill in the corner, because I've seen it. Stephen's. Go and get his number.
Oh.
While I'm thinking about it, go on.
All right. 0253. I know that.
Just go and get it.
Well, little lad apparently she put it in.
You paid for it?
No.
Oh. I owe you.
Stop,
have no change.
No change coming. Little lad fetched it last night. He says apparently he'd had it in his bag all day and he forgot to give us it yesterday morning. I thought, well, that's no good. I says, well, I can't give her it till tomorrow. And I would have given you it this morning, but I felt like.
Ah, oh, Maggie says we're right bad.
I felt awful.
She's not even up and down yet.
She come in and I looked at her. She says, oh God, do you want me to do it? I says, yes, please. I says, it's you fetching your bug over.
Marcus has been in bed all morning.
Has she?
I've showered with her. She's 10 minutes to bed when we go home.
She feel well now then?
It's burning. Just take me to bed. I says, go on then if you want to
Maggie
go to bed.
Maggie thought I'd got flu. I says, now. I says, I've got a little touch of it. I says, but I ain't got it. I says, I've been up, down. I've been, you know when I shut off lollipop?
Yeah.
I've been still up to about 10 minutes ago. Can't stop.
Mm.
I were up and down all night. I think it was about 3 o'clock I fell to sleep. I thought, God.
Just take me to bed. I says, go on then, get to bed. No, she's come with me. I went and laid on top of bed and thought, I'll chuck this for a light. So I took my trousers and my jumper off and jumped in bed with her.
I don't blame you.
And oh, she was touching me all the time. She was ever so hot. She won't stop touching my arms and my neck.
You'd have laughed. Maggie came across about 2:05 this afternoon. She says, you won't answer none of my messages on answering machine. I says, I ain't got energy to answer anybody, Maggie. I thought, well, can I manage the lollipop tonight? But I've 2 minutes ago, last time I went to the loo.
If you're not here, you'll have to run like hell now, do we?
I thought, what is it?
You got diarrhoea then?
Yeah.
I cowl like that all the day. She says, do you know, Mum? She says, don't laugh, will you? So I says, why, what for? She says, well, are these awful pains in my stomach? You know, I went to the toilet, she says, but no could come up first. And then she says, when it did come, she said, really hard. Mm. And she said, and then there were no stopping. She said, after that piece come out, it just gushed out of me. She's in past, I'll go as far as to say it was above the water level. I was chuffing hell. Carol never did it well, Mum.
It's awful.
She's that's how much come away from me. She didn't I went to go run, kept running backwards and forwards all the time.
I'm just hoping it's a 24-hour bug.
Do you know I had one of them and can I use those find it?
Oh, them ones, yeah.
Can't find the bug nowhere written out, Mum said it.
More than likely. Oh, I thought, because she's when she ran about answering machine, I says, how the heck can I be up there and come down to pick the phone up? I says, when I'm up, down, I says, I'm all right picking the phone up. I says, I'm putting it down. I says, the minute I says, hey up, Maggie, it's me.
I'm back in the toilet.
I says, you'll be thinking that there was something the matter.
I'm just going to go fish it. That's what Carol said, but yesterday, are these awful pains in the stomach? But I couldn't go to the toilet.
Yeah, you said, didn't you?
I couldn't go to the toilet.
Well,
I've actually, I'd already been twice in the morning. I always go twice in the morning, Fogles.
I don't usually.
Don't usually. I'd already been to the toilet, so I know it wasn't that.
Because I nipped over to Maggie's for 10 minutes this afternoon and I've come straight back.
I got laid up bed with her. Oh, bugger this. So anyway, I jumped in bed with her. That bugger.
I thought, shall I have something to eat? And I thought, no, if I have something to eat, it might make it worse.
I got up at 11 o'clock.
11?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
She was still in bed till 1.
Was she? Look who's walking out here. She's doing well, that's 2 days on row.
She's got new books and all that look on it.
Yeah, I've got a rotten lousy headache. Yes, yes.
Have you found the books?
Have they all come?
They're lovely, aren't they?
Walt Disney. Poster.
You lucky, they're gorgeous. Mickey Mouse and all that. What? First come to air. I got my test back. I've got it on the 1st of March.
Have they all come?
Remember that is at 9:30.
Crap, look at them bloody things here.
Are they little?
Did you pay for them one?
Yeah.
Did you?
Are they little?
They're clever though, they put them in on a sheet, aren't they? And you pick them back.
I know, I was thinking that. It's a bit expensive, isn't it?
Yeah,
I was.
Send them back, they're disgusting.
Send them back, they're no good.
See you later.
See you later.
No. Come on, if you're coming.
Bloody car out, just go for a newspaper, get him off the car.
I don't get it till I push it.
What was Stephen like to know each other?
Funnily enough, he was upset.
For you, for himself or his dad?
can't find them headphones. Can't find them at all.
That's a little number plate, isn't it?
Karen, or whether it is, or...
Green
from it. No, they have personalised number plates. Should have bought that, put it on it. And I thought I might fire when I go in. I've got everything ready, coals on there, and sticks and...
He's got his paper. I see, Cavie says you just seen her. Says, well, you said I'd go over there. Says, anyway, I says, I'll be back to get your dinner on, dead on half past 4.
Got time for a coffee, haven't you?
Yeah.
Come on then, let's go and have a coffee. I didn't see you, Stephen, because I was stood up there talking to Tracy.
When was this?
Last night, because there were an accident.
Where?
That tea piece, as usual. Off it already.
Oh.
Had enough.
Hey.
I think it's
weather. Yeah, it gets summer.
It's brilliant in summer. It's just when it starts.
Yeah.
They say we've still got snow to come yet.
Do you reckon we'll get it now?
We've had it in March, April, haven't we? Yeah. It's no good saying we won't. Nine times out of ten we do.
We
haven't. She wanted to be sick. I'm going to be sick.
There's a bug going round, and I'm wondering if I've got it.
I'm going to be sick.
Starts up with pains in your stomach, then you get what I had yesterday, and then last night I looked on it.
Oh, well, I had the pains in my stomach, but apart from no else, you know, I don't tell us.
Well, I had a
little tiny bit of bellyache, that's all I had, and then I got my way off of pains. That's what, because I want to bear down.
Terrible.
And it was coming out of this.
Put the bed down up and stop there. You don't know which way.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Oh, I'm good, isn't it?
can't read.
I've noticed. They can't read, there's an entrance for them to other end.
Hello.
A man's turn to tell them. An airbrush, then you get an airbrush treatment.
Yeah.
I told little lad I'm giving him it tonight when he comes out.
You used to do them, don't you?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, if you buy something off this page, you get that price.
Yeah, which one you ordered?
You've
already got them two.
Yeah, but I bought them again.
Oh, you're having another set?
Yeah, for kids.
So instead of paying £4, you pay £2?
Yeah, £2.49.
That's not bad.
You bought an airspray.
See you later then.
So it's about the same price, but you get airspray for it.
Yeah. Well, I want some airspray anyway.
You never put it down, do you?
I don't want to go out.
When do you go out?
When you go to see his houses.
Yeah. Oh, what?
Travel round a lot.
We're off out again tomorrow.
I'm running around to do this morning.
What
have
you got to do?
That shop that wasn't cleaned up. He's home early, isn't it? It's Friday.
£4.99 for it.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I know he's
home early.
Do you want
a
favour?
Pardon?
£26.
And they've got some
hamburgers. Well, if they've got some,
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're going shopping? Well, I would have done normally, but I don't want to take a chance on doing something like that. It's not very nice going in somebody's camping stick, is it?
Just camping.
I'm not going to do it.
getting up to eat all day yesterday because I'm running backwards and forwards. And I thought, right, I'll wait till Steve comes in last night. And I made some stew. I thought, well, I can keep warming it up if I don't eat it. Anyway, I think I took about my second spoon and I went,
oh, yeah, but right, you should probably took it to keep warming it up.
Well, I didn't eat it in the end. I just stopped here. Steve says, you got a pain. I says, I've just ate that tatty. I says, it's like it's burning.
There's times I've eaten it just so it gets stuck.
Just
it
there.
Go in. It go.
Just there. Yeah. And it was like a right like that. I says, oh, I feel bad. And then about 10 minutes after I'd had something to eat, it started. We're about 2 o'clock this morning last time.
I have lost another pound.
Another pound?
Yeah. And I was cheating all last week because I had two, like a Mars bar thing, but they're in a brown paper with nuts in.
As was.
Yep.
Snickers.
Two of them. Two of them full-sized bars.
Yeah.
Two of them. And then I had a box of them, you know, the things we got from Martin Raymond's and thin chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
I like, I bought two boxes of them less, so I thought, oh, but I'm going to some of them. So I had about six of them.
Yeah.
Six things.
Yeah.
That was just one night.
So you cheated?
Yeah.
Good year.
And I've lost a pound.
So you know what to do in future?
Eat.
Cheat.
Not eat.
Because when you have something to eat and you cheat, you lose it. When you don't cheat, you don't. Marvellous. I meant to ask Maggie how she's doing lately. She don't seem to be doing out.
Them grapefruit I've got, they're tall, but they're not on the inside. They're beautiful from the outside. And when you, I peeled them all, took all that right pith stuff off. I broke them open and when I broke it open they were all black inside.
Oh.
Nice, I've got 200 or 300 like that.
No one wants to come in. Christy, come here.
I've got 200 or 300 like that.
You want to tell her when you go?
Chat.
I borrowed them. I said, you were bleeding, borrow them. Give me the bloody things back. So I got them back. and I've had to put him right back at church.
He's talking about saves groups.
I forgot all about that. I was that more interested in getting headphones back. I thought your cheeky sod all this week. Steve's tried to nick it. He only wants to nick it because it's got a microphone on. He kept saying you're not having it. And then Stephen laid eyes on it once and half of stuff went missing. Well, I've got it all back. I bet she has a bet left tonight when I tell her. She's coming between 4 and 5 o'clock to tell
on me. My wireless, it records like that.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can put microphones on my wireless, isn't it?
Because she uses a sing song at wireless.
Oh, Steve will forget all about this because it's little and dinky. Yeah. And that's what he were on about. I thought, bloody hell. I can't trust him for 2 minutes. Do you know, with tapes, everything, I've got a full case of tapes. And I searched them and he's got them somewhere. He's nicked all my bleeding tapes as well. He's a swine for music and things. It's a good job I know him and
yeah,
I checked.
What's he doing with it though?
He puts them on when he goes to college, you know, when he's studying. Sits there with headphones on all day long.
They can't really study with headphones on.
Well, he does. Sits in the library with it on.
We're still going then?
Yeah.
Get off the bloody road, get the cars back.
Yeah, he's still going.
You'll get run over with buses.
Because I played LSs, well, how the hell are you doing any homework like? And when he's been checking off in morning, he's going straight into the studio and he's doing it in morning so he can enjoy himself with his girlfriend. I says, well, that's not doing much good. So he says, why not? I says, you're having to get up about 7 o'clock to get there for 8 before college starts at 9. Bit better, yeah? Sickness and diarrhoea. It does. Then you were your girlfriend. I says, you're wandering in at 10 o'clock at night. By the time you've had something to eat and God knows what. I says, you're not going to sleep. You'll go midnight. I says, 7 hours a day at your age. I says, it's no bloody good. I says, sometimes it's 5 and 6. But anyway, he's doing it. I've checked his folder. It's all dated and everything. So he's definitely doing it. I thought, God, I'll get over it. But he don't look very good, his work. I think he's there interested in his girlfriend and God knows what it's like to say. I says to him, what I see in them books that you're doing, I says, you bloody, what do you call it?
Copying.
No. Yeah, exams. They're in May and June. And looking at the work he's got now, I don't think he's going to pass his exams. And if he don't pass, he's leaving. I says, well, if you'd have buckled down and told your girlfriend you'll just see her Friday and Saturday and Sunday, I says, you might have been a lot better. I says, you don't have to see him every night.
I've seen Paula the other night. I used to, well, at first it used to be every night, then it got to every other night. We went to the boat. But his dad used to keep him at it so that he didn't get to meet him about half past 8.
Yeah.
And he had him back in then for 10. He wanted to do a lot.
I'll just say that's a funny place, but not right then. Take it. She'll not stand too close to me. She'll be off. See you later.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Oh yeah. You were watching Elf last night and I said to him, where are they?
Trouble is, I've got everybody that I know.